KD Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 35 today under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows around 17. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, highs level off around 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
For unique, handmade, one-of-a-kind gift items and for your floral needs, visit Give & Grace Floral & Decor at 205 West Main in Beloit. Give & Grace has what you need for birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, and special occasions. Also, check out their St. John Blue Jay and Beloit Trojan items. Free delivery in Beloit available.
Flowers make a difference. Give & Grace Floral & Decor, downtown Beloit. Call 534-1205.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Corporation Commission, the KCC, wants to remind utility customers that there are two important dates coming up that they should be aware of. First, a deadline to apply for the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, is Friday, March the 29th. LIHEAP is a federally funded program administered by the Kansas Department of Children and Families. LIHEAP applications must be received by the Kansas DCF office by 5 p.m. this Friday. The KCC urges all customers facing financial difficulties to act now to stay connected, and there is more information available at their website, dcf.ks.gov. In addition, the cold weather rule ends on Sunday, March 31st. The cold weather rule protects residential customers served by KCC-regulated utilities from disconnection when temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees. When the cold weather rule is in effect, regulated utilities are also required to offer a 12-month payment plan upon request, even if a previous payment plan has been broken. When that protection ends on Sunday, failure to make arrangements or failure to adhere to an already established payment plan could result in disconnection. Reconnection after March 31st may require past due balances to be paid in full, depending on the utility's policy. That's why it's important to call now while regulated utilities are still required to offer the cold weather rule 12-month payment plan. It's important to note that the KCC does not regulate co-ops or municipal utilities, although many of those utilities also offer a cold weather payment plan. That full story at our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out on their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Conservation District hosting their monthly Farmer to Farmer Chat coming up this Thursday, March 28th, 10 a.m. at the Glen Elder Community Room. Please join them for cinnamon rolls and coffee as they discuss soil health and soil testing. Also coming up this Friday, it's the Tipton Knights of Columbus Fish Fry from 5:30 to 7:30. Adults $15, kids 12 and under $5. Meal includes fried fish, baked beans, coleslaw, French bread, and dessert. Also, Formosa Volunteer Fire Department, annual pancake and sausage feed this Saturday, March 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. Formosa Fire Hall, free will donation. Portis Grace Brethren Church will be having Good Friday service at 7:30. Their Easter Sunday includes a breakfast at 9:15, followed by worship service at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. Portis Grace Brethren is on Highway 281 north of the City Park. The Alton Community Easter Sunrise Pageant will be held at 6:30 in the morning. Coming up on Sunday, Easter Sunday, March 31st at the Bluffs just south of Alton, Highway 24 between Osborne and Stockton is a live reenactment of the life of Christ with costumes and music. Dress warm, bring a flashlight and lawn chair. Breakfast at the Methodist Church following. It's sponsored by the Alton Methodist Church, Mount Air Friends Church, and the community of Alton. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Otto up top fires a three that missed very badly. Cobbins has the rebound for Kansas. And the final seconds of this game and the KU season tick away. Final score, USC 73, Kansas 55. Trojans move to the Sweet 16.
Well, more on KU's loss on Monday night as they saw their season come to a close in the NCAA tournament's second round. We'll look at the other games in the tournament as well. Look at local sports as area events have been postponed due to the weather today. And a big comeback in the NBA. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Immediate area spring sports activities for today have been postponed as Concordia Beloit softball, as the Lady Trojans are supposed to open their season today. That's been postponed. And Soap and Lucas at Republic County Baseball in Belleville and softball as well. All of that postponed due to weather. When we have makeup dates, you can find them posted at ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the KU women's basketball team saw their season come to a close on Monday night following a top-seeded USC 73-55 in the second round of the NCAA tournament in Portland Regional 3. All-American Juju Watkins led USC with 28 points and 11 rebounds. She made 4 three-pointers, while Mackenzie Forbes scored 20 with 6 threes, and USC was 13 of 29 from three-point land in the game. Kansas shot just 3 of 10 from beyond the arc. The Jayhawks did get within 1 in the third quarter, but USC finished on a 26-9 run. Kansas was led by Samaya Nichols with 22 points. Tiana Jackson added a 10-point, 18-rebound double-double in her final game as a Jayhawk. KU finished the year at 20-13, while USC is now 28-5. They move on to the Sweet 16. They'll face the lone remaining Big 12 team, Baylor, on the top of the bracket. In the other regional semifinal, UConn will face Duke in Portland. Overall in the Sweet 16, 7 of the top 8 seeds have advanced in the Albany Regional 2. Number 1 seed Iowa was challenged, but got past number 8 West Virginia 64-54 in Iowa City Monday night. Caitlin Clark scored 32 in the win for the Hawkeyes, broke the single season scoring record of 1,109 points previously held by Kelsey Plum of Washington. Clark now has 1,113 points heading into the Sweet 16 and is the first player to ever have two straight 1,000-point seasons in women's basketball D1 history. Iowa will face number 5 Colorado in Albany. On the bottom of the bracket, UCLA takes on LSU. In Albany Regional 1, Oklahoma saw their season come to a close with a 75-68 loss at Indiana. Hoosiers move on to face number 1 South Carolina. And on the bottom of the bracket in Albany, Oregon State takes on Notre Dame. In Portland Regional 4, number 1 seed Texas will meet Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. The Bulldogs beat Utah 77-66 Monday night. And on the bottom side, number 2 Stanford will face number 3 NC State. For a full look at scores and results from the NCAA tournament, visit NCAA.com. You can also find the men's tournament bracket and schedule at NCAA.com. And if you missed it this morning, we were joined by Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, on the Sports Ticket on KD Country 94. You can go back and listen to that interview on the Sports Ticket podcast at KDCountry94.com.
DJ, no! Tip Capella! He gets it out to Hunter for three!
That's a dagger! That's the dagger!
That shot finished off one of the most improbable comebacks and wins in Hawks franchise history. The Hawks are now just 32-39 and trailed by 30 points, 68-38 at one point late in the first half. They outscored the Celtics 64-44 in the second half on their way to the monumental 120-118 comeback win, the biggest comeback win in franchise history for the Hawks. The Celtics were on a 9-game winning streak. They'd won 20 of their last 22 games. They still have a 57-15 record and have already clinched the top seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.